Our next speaker is a chairman of an organization that fights for the cause of the Palestinian people. Co-organizers of every single demonstration for Palestine. An organization that mobilizes the Muslim community across the whole country. He brings, and his organization brings with him, hundreds of coaches from all over the country. A man and an organization who defends the rights of the Palestinian people. The chairman of the Friends of Al-Aqsa, Ismail Patel.
We need to warm up a bit. Takbir!
Allahu
Akbar! Takbir!
Allahu
Akbar! Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
It is 3 years since Bujah Sharon entered the presence of Al-Aqsa Haramain and instigated the Al-Aqsa Intifada. On a daily basis, hundreds of people are being oppressed. Thousands of people have been killed. And tens of thousands of Palestinians have been made injured and disabled for the rest of their lives. Sharon now wants to eliminate Arafat. And we should not be surprised about hear about that. He says Arafat is an obstacle to peace. The same obstacle in 1948 that was presented by Count Benedot, the UN representative, and murdered by the Israelis. The same obstacle Abu Jihad posed in the 1980s was killed in Tunisia. And the same obstacle Mohammed Al-Dura posed in front of the world camera and the Israelis killed him. Do you remember Mohammed Al-Dura?
Yes.
Do you remember Mohammed Al-Dura?
Yes.
Well, they've killed thousands like him. And I call upon everybody here to call 1 minute silence for the thousands that have been butchered and killed by state terrorism. Thank you very much. There's a sea of banners in front of me saying end occupation. My friends, occupation is not the problem. Oh no. The problem is people like Bush, Blair and Sharon who mastermind our occupation. As far as Israel is concerned, Zionism, which is the mouth organ of Israel, is a discriminatory ideology. We must dismantle this ideology. We must de-Zionize Israel. We must work towards integration and not separation. We must work towards a pluralist society, not an exclusive society. We must work towards what is good for all humanity and not just the powerful nations. We must unite with the poor and the oppressed of this world. Israel, with the aid of America and Britain, are building a wall to imprison the Palestinians. They want to separate the Palestinians from the Jewish Israeli state. I tell them that war is a bridge for the humanity and the world population. It is a bridge of our hearts to the heart of the Palestinians. And we will bring down that wall in the same manner we brought down the Berlin Communist Wall. Time after time, we have gathered here and show no opposition to the injustices. A people's superpower is in the making. And Bush and Blair, you better take note. Otherwise, you'll be put in the history book very soon indeed. We must rise up against this oppression in the Holy Land, and we work relentlessly for justice. Friends, our day is coming, and it is coming very soon. Thank you very much.